Entrance hymn found in the Heritage Missal, number 444, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is.
Welcome to all you who are visiting with us today. Welcome also all the rest of you. This is where I like to be too. And so I hope God gives me a few more years to sit here and be with you. One of the favorite things of my life. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and shall prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Your ascent of the contrite of heart, Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners, Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us, Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Glory to God in the highest, and earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Only Begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pause for just a moment. Let that love that is God come into us to help us, to forgive us, to change us. That love is just waking, waiting and waiting for us to say, okay, God, you may come in. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after. Make us always determined to carry out good works. Your Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. You may be seated now for the readings.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who mislead and scatter the flock of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, against the shepherds who shepherd my people. You have scattered my sheep and driven them away. You have not cared for them. But I will take care to punish your evil deeds. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock from all the lands to which I have driven them and bring them back to their meadow. There they shall increase and multiply. I will appoint shepherds for them who will shepherd them so that they need no longer fear and tremble, and none shall be missing, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous shoot to David. As king he shall reign and govern wisely. He shall do what is just and right in the land. In his days Judah shall be saved. Israel shall dwell in security. This is the name they give him, the Lord our justice. This is the word of the Lord.
Is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures, he gives me repose. Beside restful waters, he leads me. He refreshes my soul. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. He guides me in right paths for his namesake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come.
The Lord is my shepherd. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have become near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, he who made both one and broke down the dividing wall of enmity through his flesh, abolishing the law with its commandments and legal claims, that he might create in himself one new person in place of two, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile both with God in one body through the cross, putting the enmity to death by it. He came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access in one spirit to the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me.
Alleluia, alleluia,
The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. We started talking a month or more back about the seven capital sins, and other things came up, so we got stuck after pride and anger. And today I'd like for us to reflect on lust and gluttony, because I put them together, because they're similar in some ways. In other words, they're really very fundamental. Now remember, lust is not the name of the energy. Lust means we've misused the energy. There is no such thing as that we're born with sin. What are we born with? Being human. That has its problems. We're all born with that. And so part of what God gave us is the sexual energy. Why? Because he wanted the human race to continue. If that sexual energy were not strong, probably the human race would have ended. And God didn't want that. God loves his people, or her people, whatever we say. He wants lots of us. So you see how valuable sexual energy is. It's strong. If it weren't strong, it couldn't do the job. It's good. It's good. We need to remember that. For a long time, it happened, unfortunately, that it wasn't seen as good, which hurt us through many centuries. Unfortunately, we finally got wise and saw the skill God gave us. This is good. It's strong. We can misuse it. That is true. But I want my people to use it because I want lots of people. Because God just loves us. He wants a whole bunch of us. I think he must be very, very wise and good to want so many of us. Because when we look around at ourselves and so on, we really mess things up so often. God says, okay, they're people. I'm with them. That's why we need the shepherd. That's God. Jesus, whichever we want to call it. And then gluttony. We like food. We like drink. We like that. Tastes good. Don't almost all of us like ice cream? Do we say, oh boy, it's pretty naughty to like ice cream? Not at all, see? We didn't have that about that. We never got that mixed up like we did with the sexual energy. Unfortunately, that's true. But it's good. We enjoy eating. We enjoy drinking. Yes, we do. We can all share it, too. Friends, Hey, let's sit down together and just have a little party together. And having a good time talking, eating the food. That's good too. All of these energies are good. We can use and misuse that afterwards. That's what we do when we drink things in a way that makes us drunk. And one of the problems with that is we'll tend, because we don't have our mind right when we're drunk. We don't have a right. We don't see things right. We get angry so easy. All of those things. And that's why we can misuse that too. You might say, well, but isn't misusing the sexual energy worse? I don't see it that way. Sure, we can hurt people using sexual energy in a way which is hurtful on people and raping and things. Obviously, that's bad and terrible. How about if I get drunk? I'm driving the car. I can't tell really where I'm going, which side of the road to be on, and I kill people. They're both kind of bad, aren't they? But for some reason, we put all the stuff on the sexual energy. That was because it took us so long to catch on. These energies are good. They're strong. We can use them badly. And because they're strong, that is why we need the shepherd. You take all the sheep, which I've never got that close to. Suppose there's no shepherd. They'll be running all over the place, and the wolves will get them. They need the shepherd. That's God. That's Jesus. We need a shepherd because we can't face all that stuff by ourselves. We need God to love when we're wandering off. The shepherd goes out, looks and looks and looks all over, and finds the sheep that is lost, and picks the sheep up, puts them across his shoulders, and comes back to where it's safe. You see, these things are trying to help us understand what God is like. God just goes out of his way to find us. Another way that this is put is the story of Jesus standing in front of the door, knocking on the door. The door is locked. And one of his kids is inside and in trouble. And Jesus wants to help that child. Keeps knocking and knocking. And finally, what do we do? Well, God, I'm tired of your knocking. I better unlock the door and come out and see what you want. So they come out, and Jesus says, or God says, I want to help you. Sure, you did some bad stuff. I know that. I'm here to cleanse you and help you and give you the strength to become a little bit better. Just stick with me. Don't run away. Stick with me. Because I'm for you. You got to remember that. I'm never against you, no matter what you do. I'd like you to think about that. I'll keep saying it, so if you don't get a day, maybe next time. Why? Because that's what it's all about. For God wants to bring us finally, so we're lovers. That's the whole story. That God is there. God is infinite love and is in us and around us. Just please, let me help you. Please, let me help you. You can't do it by yourself. I want you back in the flock, which doesn't mean coming back to church. It means being able to accept the forgiveness and love that God is. God is so beautiful. Can you imagine any one of us being that good to other people? Who've gone against them, doing this, doing that, to something else. We're not as great as God. But God will help us become more like God is. That sounds pretty good to me, to be more like God is. Because God is infinitely happy. And the more like God, the happier we'll be. We don't get happy by getting lots of money. Kind of feels good, maybe. That's what makes us more happy. Then we're worried we're going to steal it. We don't get happy by being a priest. I mean, that sounds strange. I like the job, but it doesn't really make me any different. I learned some stuff, but it doesn't make me any different. Prestige. Oh, I like to be famous. And people will say, oh, this great person, listen to them sing and so on, and that's great. And so they think what they are is having all this prestige, and they don't see what they really are, which is the love of God. Prestige passes. May love you one day, but the next day they don't because you did something they didn't like. Love is in you already. Let God make it more. That's why I'm going to let you pray right now, and I'll do the same thing. Just pray for a moment. Open the door for God. Let the shepherd pick you up. He's all got stuff in us that needs loving and curing and helping. Let's all close our eyes. And be open. Let the love cleanse us and cherish us and hold us with loving arms. Amen. We'll now have the Apostles' Creed.